clever bird, clever man, clever, clever fool, said Patchface, jangling. Oh, clever, clever, clever fool, he began to sing. The shadows come to dance, my lord, dance, my lord, dance, my lord. He sang, hopping from one foot to the other and back again. The shadows come to stay, my lord, stay, my lord, stay, my lord. He jerked his head with each word, the bells in his antlers sending up a clangor. The white raven screamed and went flapping away to perch on the iron railing of the rookery stairs. Shireen seemed to grow smaller.
He sings that all the time. I told him to stop, but he won't. He makes me scared. Make him stop. And how do I do that?
The old man wondered. Once I might have silenced him forever, but now...
Patchface had come to them as a boy. Lord Stefan, of cherished memory, had found him in Volantis, across the narrow sea. The king, the old king, Ares the Second Targaryen, who had not been quite so mad in those days, had sent his lordship to seek a bride for Prince Rhaegar, who had no sisters to wed. "We have found the most splendid fool," he wrote Cresson, a fortnight before he was to return home from his fruitless mission. "Only a boy, yet nimble as a monkey, and witty as a dozen courtiers. He juggles and riddles and does magic, and he can sing prettily in four tongues.